files outside New York City.
This federal correctional institute at Otisville was Cohen's first choice.
He'll be in a minimum security camp, but will wear prison-issued clothing and adhere to a strict schedule, including a 6 a.m. wake-up call every day, a work assignment, of course, three square meals, and lights out at 11:30 every night.
Bill Cohen pleaded guilty to multiple charges, including tax evasion, campaign finance violations, and lying to Congress. He must serve at least 30 and a half months of his three-year sentence. U.S. officials say credible intelligence of a possible threat is what led to the deployment of an aircraft carrier strike group to the Middle East. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Lisa, possible attacks by Iran on American forces prompted the deployment of the USS Abraham Lincoln and Air Force bombers to the Middle East. Right now, the Lincoln is in the Mediterranean Sea, but is expected to soon cross the Suez Canal and enter the Red Sea. National Security Advisor John Bolton says the U.S. wants to send a message that unrelenting force will meet any attack on U.S. interests or those of its allies. The Trump administration recently clamped down on Iran's oil exports and designated its Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist group. Lisa?
Thanks, Rachel. Meantime, at the White House moments ago.
Today it's my honor to present the Commander-in-Chief's trophy for the second year in a row to the Army Black Knights.
President Trump at a Rose Garden ceremony honoring the U.S. Military Academy football team, also talking about the economy after earlier tweeting again about China, defending his position in trade talks after a threat of more tariffs rattled global markets. Right now, the Dow is down 242 points. This is Fox News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Yeah, you've been acting so conspicuous. You flip it on me, say I think so much. You're moving different when we making love.
Alexa, play Who Do You Love?
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Hi, I am Justin Galvin, retired athlete from your local ball team. So I know a thing or two about insuring a landscaping business. I trust the pros, commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. Get customized insurance solutions that'll hit a grand slam home run for you. Are we done?
A totally mailed-in celebrity endorsement. Awful. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Mississippi are on the hunt for a man they say gunned down one of their own.
A 24-year veteran of Biloxi's police department is dead after what is being called an ambush last night just outside the police station. Officer Robert McKeithen was hit multiple times.
The animal that did this is still on the run. And we're going to do everything within our power to bring him to justice for Robert and his family.
Biloxi Police Chief John Miller also says there are recordings of the suspect from a surveillance camera. The murdered officer's squad car is now the site of a makeshift memorial. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Investigators in Russia say the black box recorder has been recovered from a fiery crash yesterday of an Aeroflot jet that killed 41 people.
The pilot says there was a lightning strike when the takeoff happened. He was forced to return to the airport. There was a crash landing. That's when the fire started. Those who escaped used an emergency slide on the side of the plane.
Fox's Greg Pelcott, the State Department confirming at least one American, and the cause remains under investigation. An apparent Game of Thrones oops lights up social media.
A week after Game of Thrones viewers complained that the show's Winterfell battle scene was too dark to see what was actually going on, fans of the hit show were able to clearly see Sunday night's episode, maybe too much so. That's because a little under 18 minutes into the episode, during a scene where the characters are all celebrating and drinking, one can notice what appears to be a Starbucks coffee that was left on the table during the taping of the episode.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman, the screen grab of that image being widely shared. The hit show has just two episodes left in its final season. Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is Live and Local Now, brand new week. Week 14 of the Nevada legislature, the 80th Nevada legislature. And more bad bills may become law. We don't know. Not much has happened in the first 13 weeks. We'll talk about that. Victor Jakes joining us, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He was up in Carson City a couple of weeks ago. And we're into week 14. In the first 13 weeks, there doesn't seem to be a lot of stuff happening. Is this unusual?
Yeah, it does. It does seem really unusual. The 2 weeks that I've been up there have been just slow. Just the energy in the building has been less. There's just not that – you know, there's still lobbyists, obviously, but there's just not as many around. So it's been very unusual. I'm not complaining because, you know, anything that comes out is going to be not great. And so, the slower they want to go, the better, in my opinion.
I'm wondering, is the Kelvin Atkinson thing, has that slowed things down? I know the change of leadership for the Democrats did take a toll, but is that what we're talking about here?
Well, I think, I'm sure that that's part of it. I mean, obviously, you have someone who was going to be the leader, had his agenda, the bills that he wanted to push, and then, you know, poof, he's gone. And you have a second-term senator, Nicole Cannizzaro, come in. And she was, is definitely one of the more moderate Democrats. I mean, still a liberal, obviously, but not a, at least not a socialist liberal and a prosecutor. So I think, in terms of some of the social or some of the criminal justice stuff, a little more more common sense there. But, the assembly, they didn't have any of those issues, and their bills were just as slow. And they've killed some of their controversial stuff. They didn't have the votes to get the euthanasia bill out of the Senate. They dropped the sex ed bill. I don't think they even gave it a hearing. Which, are two wins for conservatives, certainly. Deadlines force everyone to work. So the ultimate deadline is 4 weeks from now. And certainly that's going to be motivating. But, they just haven't pushed through as much consequential stuff as I thought they would.
June 2nd, by the way, is the date we've been given as the last sine die day when everything shuts down and everybody goes home. I know that it must be an odd day in the assembly today after word reaches us that Tyrone Thompson, assemblyman, passed away on Friday. What do you know about Tyrone Thompson?
Well, what a tragedy. That was just stunning. He's in his early 50s. lot of energy, you know, very, very friendly guy, you know, cared a lot about education, you know, didn't, you know, personally didn't agree with a lot of the stuff that he proposed, but, you know, certainly was very passionate and his heart was in the right place. He chaired the Assembly Education Committee, so that's a big leadership change going into the last month of the session, especially if you're talking about any sort of changes to the education funding formula. But I mean, just on the personal level, it's just a really tragic situation. You saw the response from lawmakers, both parties. You know, an assemblyman who was well liked. You know, not always agreed with, but very well liked, just as a wonderful human being, and just a sad day for his family, for his friends, for really the whole legislature.
Do we know who takes over on the education committee?
I don't think they've decided, or if they have, I haven't seen it. So there is a vice chair. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if the vice chair, and I don't know who it is offhand, just you know, takes over the committee for the rest of the session.
Wow. Again, Victor Jakes joining us, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Have you been surprised at the activity or lack of activity on the part of Governor Sisolak? How visible he was. Apparently in the first week, from what we're hearing from members, he was very visible, making visits to offices of Assembly and Senate folks. But that since then, not as visible, not as accessible. What are you hearing from your sources in Carson City?
Yeah, the governor's office has become kind of an enigma, and I think, you know, maybe one of the reasons for the slowdown is the legislative leaders are kind of guessing at what he wants, which is very odd because they're all Democrats, they're all part of the same party, and really the big issue where that comes into play is collective bargaining for state workers. You know, he made that a promise in the state of the state. He made that a promise on the campaign trail that he was going to pass it. And, you know, basically the rumblings are that, you know, he'd be okay if the legislature just never never passed the bill, because, you know, if they pass that, the bill in 2 years is going to be very substantial. And that means he's either going to have to raise taxes or he's going to have to reduce spending in education, higher or lower education. And I don't think he wants to do that. So that's going to be, to me, the issue to watch is what happens with that collective bargaining bill.
Well, let me just kind of cycle back to the 1st of May, because on May Day, the Economic Forum put forth their guesstimate. And by the way, are they usually accurate?
Yeah, they do it. They do a really good job. It's a really good system for predicting revenue. Okay. I mean, no one's perfect, but I mean, they're not wildly off. I mean, what you'll have in these other states is, the governor will want to spend $100 million more, so he'll go in and he'll basically just project the economy. He's going to improve it and give it more money. So this is an independent group, a really smart system. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, and they came up with this. Since December, there have been $42 million added to the general fund, but that is far short of the governor's budget. And the wish list from all these different Democrats, and in fact, I was listening to a Pete Kokichea. He had a kind of a telephone town hall last week, and he says, teachers' raises for state employees, we don't have the money.
Well, they don't. I wrote about this on Sunday. Is, you know, Sisolak in his budget talked about, oh, you know, look, we're going to give this 3% raise to teachers. And first of all, just as an aside, if you're the union, the Clark County Education Association, and you promise teachers that if we just get Steve Sisolak in there, our problems are going to be fixed, and his offer is 1 3% raise over 2 years. Anyway, I just thought that was hilarious. But anyway, what's interesting is the money is not there. Basically, he just took the money that he was giving before, he reduced it, and then he said, I'm going to give you a little more, and then I'm going to give you back all that money that I took away, and that's what's for teacher raises. That money's already being spent.
And am I right? Pete Kokichea said that essentially the Clark County School District is asking for. They say that they're about $120 million short. That they can't do the pay raises because they're $120 million short. Is that true?
Yeah, actually, I think, well, I mean, it's true and not true, right? From the state budget, from state money, they are that much short. Now, if you go and you look at their local money, that the property tax money they're you know, projected to get, that's going to be about $80 million next year. You know, so anyway, it's kind of interesting how you look at it, right? the money that Sisolak said, here's 3%, now pay your teachers more. That money is not there. Is not there. It doesn't
and
exist.
And that's where the $120 million comes from.
Right, that's where $120 million comes from. Now you go to their total pot of money, the local money that they're going to be getting from property taxes. That doesn't have anything to do with you know, Steve Sisolak promising raises. That money is going up. So they you know, could use some of that money. I don't think they would get quite to the 3%. But there is a little bit of extra money there for the Clark County School District.
How much money is in what is called the Rainy Day Fund? Because, for instance, money from the from marijuana is supposed to go there. There's a whole tub of money that they say is supposed to go into the Rainy Day Fund. But now are they going to – I mean, this is like the old Social Security lockbox in Congress. The problem is they gave 535 members of Congress a key to the lockbox. So all you have are IOUs in the damn thing.
Yeah, no, there's at least several hundred million dollars in there. And they certainly could, you know, raid it. I think they would have some political problems when you have, I mean, the best economy in, you know, what, 20, 30 years. And you're going into the rainy day fund. Like, that's very concerning, especially when 4 years ago you just passed the largest tax increase in state history. Like, this is not the rainy day. I don't know if they'll do that. I think what they're going to end up doing is taking some of the categorical money that Sandoval passed in 2015. And
explain categorical money, because nobody...
That's true. That's true. Right?
Nobody beyond the legislative building in this studio probably knows what that is.
So the state gives money. They either give money to the schools or to spend on whatever. That's general fund money. Or they give some money and they say you have to spend it on these specific purposes. That's called categorical funding.
So ELL. Stuff.
So like the Zoom schools, the Victor schools, the Read by Three money, they had some counselors in there. Anyway, the reason they did that is because when Sandoval passed this big tax increase, he knew if he just gave the money to the district, all the money would just go to teacher raises, employee raises, and there wouldn't be any change. And so he said, you've got to use this money in certain ways. And this is part of the reason they keep having these budget problems, is that they're getting more money, but the new money that they're getting, most of it is restricted to certain, you know, categories that are increasing performance, or supposed to. Anyway, I think the school district is going to say, look, cut some of these. Probably not the big ones. They've said not the big ones, not Zoom, not Victory, not Read by Three. But things like the Great Teacher, like Teachers and Leaders Fund, and you know, some other kind of more smaller ones, I think they're going to cut those and then just roll that into their general fund and use that to pay for
it. And then just say, that's what we're spending on education.
That's where the money for the raises.
Wow. More coming up. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us as we continue live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun. It's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway. I hit you square in the face and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
All of us live in the desert, and yet many homeowners take trees on their property for granted. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Why are trees important to you and your family? Well, they're a major part of the huge investment you've made in your home. For many families, trees provide something in short supply across the Las Vegas Valley. It's called shade. If you're a homeowner with trees on your property, you need to check out my friends at Mr. Tree Service. Mr. Tree is a licensed Nevada State contractor. Certified arborist Joe Noriega and his amazing team of full-time tree care professionals can prune to bring out the safety, health, and beauty of your trees. Mr. Tree Service has the size and experience to do the big jobs right. They're perfect for HOAs and commercial assignments. Check out Mr. Tree Service at MrTreeLV.com or get a free quote by calling 702-401-6277. That's 702-401-6277. All across the Las Vegas Valley, it's Mr. Tree Service.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Are you seeking a career change? Are you a motivated self-starter with solid computer skills and radio board operating experience? Well, the folks here at 790 Talk Now are expanding. They're in the midst of a valley-wide search for the best and brightest radio production talent. If you want to help produce Live and Local Now and other 790 Talk Now programming, I want you as a part of our Royce International Broadcasting team. For more information, call Debbie McKay at 760-851-9447. That number again, 760-851-9447.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk Now. Talk that rocks.
On across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Guess who's here? Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I read his stuff, and I love his stuff. He is one of the smartest dudes on the planet when it comes to government. He really honestly is. I know that tonight at 8 o'clock there is going to be a meeting, I believe in Carson, that's going to deal with and unveil a new formula for funding education. Don't know what it is. Don't know how it is. But the word is that it's going to explain to all of us how we're going to change the way we fund education. First of all, I have a basic core belief. I don't think anybody, I don't think 1% of people that live in this state understand what the funding formula is currently and why it's important to all of us what that funding formula is. Can you give us a little bit of the backstory of this whole thing of because it's almost like that's the panacea. That's, oh my God, we fix this funding thing and everything will be rosy.
Yeah, well,
kids will start learning.
That is a lie. I mean, that's the great lie, is that somehow the funding formula is what's been holding Nevada back. Basically what they've tried to do is they've tried to balance, a very unique state. You've got Clark County, fifth largest school district in the country, and then you've got some school districts where there are, dozens of students, right? I mean, just tiny, tiny school districts. And so how do you account for that? And some of these, not only are they small, but some of them are very mining dependent. And so some years they don't need any state money because they are flush. And then some years they need state support because mining crashed and, the economy is terrible. And so what people say, oh, we haven't had a funding formula change in 60 years or 50 years. It's like, well, maybe that's because it's been working really well. Like it does a really good job of balancing those two very hard variables, is, rural versus urban and then state versus local revenues. So what they want to try and do is they want to try and say, well, certain kids cost more to educate if they're, special needs, and there's some special needs money already.
English language learner,
free and reduced lunch. And so they want to basically send more money to school districts that have those kids. Well, which is fine. To me, it's just kind of moving the deck chairs at this point, because until you put in more money, not that I think more money is going to do it, but it really, until you put more money, nothing's really changing.
Well, but who who is it that is alleging that they're getting shorted? Is it the big bad
Clark County School District,
or is it these rural districts?
No, the Clark County School District is the big driver. You know, they're saying, look, we get the lowest per pupil in the state, which is true, but also makes sense because they're huge, right?
Like, there's so many of them.
That's the economy of scale at work, is that when you are massive and when you don't have, you know, large transportation costs because your school is a mile away instead of 15 miles away, you know, some of those expenses come down.
Okay, so let's just say they come up with a different formula, and a formula that gives more money to Clark County. If there's not all that much money in the kitty to begin with, is it going to matter that much? I mean, is it going to be enough to move the needle?
No, I mean, not even if you think that more money will make a difference, and I'm certainly not of that opinion. But the thing that they said is, look, we've got to hold these rural school districts harmless. So it's just going to be the increase is going to go more towards Clark County. Well, the increase is not that much this year because, you know, Steve Sisolak didn't even have the money to fully fund his 3% raises that he promised. So basically all they're going to have is they're going to have a system that spits out a number that says the state should have provided, you know, this much money to the Clark County School District. And everyone will go, oh, no, this is terrible. This is horrible. We need to raise taxes. And basically, we just repeat 2015 again.
Okay, our final issue, and we'll run a little short on time. We got about 90 seconds. And that is the idea of extending sunsetted taxes. And does that constitute a tax increase, which would require a two-thirds majority in both houses? They don't have that. Is this going to go to court? Who's going to end up deciding this?
Yeah, so I think we'll find out soon what the Legislative Council Bureau determines if they say it's a majority vote or a two-thirds vote to extend a tax that's scheduled to sunset. You know, the word is that they're going to come out and say it's a majority vote, reversing their precedent from 2011, 2013, 2015, when they said extending a tax increase requires a two-thirds vote. The Constitution clearly says that it requires a two-thirds vote. You know, I think Republicans have, you know, known this is going to happen for 4 months, and they've been laying the groundwork for a lawsuit, and it's going to end up in court.
We shall see what we shall see. I know you got meetings to go to, and we're going to let you go. We'll talk with you again next week, though.
I look forward to it.
It's always fun. Victor Jenks, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, talking about what's going on. This is, by the way, week 14 beginning today. They worked over the weekend. They're not going to work next weekend. It's Mother's Day weekend. And so they will not be working next weekend, but they did work this weekend. Week 14 of the Nevada legislature. By the way, guess who's back after 24 years away? Yeah. Adam Sandler, opera man. And some of his stuff was pretty funny. Yeah, you may not agree with his politics. I don't really know what is politics, but he's a Hollywood sort of guy. We'll talk about that. I'll let you hear Opera Man in his own lyrics and words. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Fox Business Network. On Wall Street, the major averages are sharply lower, but paired from bigger losses after the president threatens to raise tariffs on some imports from China. Phil Orlando, chief equity market strategist at CFA, says the Chinese delegation is coming to Washington this week to talk trade, and that has some investors concerned.
The market is expressing some perfectly reasonable nervousness given these recent turn of events in the context of how well the market's done the last 4 months.
Among the laggards today, tech companies, which could stand to lose heavily if the trade battle with China worsens. And Boeing is among the big Dow laggards today. The aerospace giant is planning to cut about 900 inspectors, replacing their jobs with technology improvements at its factories in Seattle. Boeing says the changes will result in better overall quality, as the company is still facing fallout from the crashes of two 737 MAX jetliners. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. Former presidential fixer Michael Cohen reporting to prison in Otisville, New York, where he starts a three-year term. Before arriving, he held a press conference.
There still remains much to be told, and I look forward to the day that I can share the truth.
Cohen's sentence for crimes including lying to Congress and campaign finance violations relating to hush money paid to women. On Wall Street, investors rattled by President Trump's threats of more China tariffs as envoys from Beijing gear up for trade talks in D.C. And Game of Thrones fans may have been surprised to learn there's a Starbucks Winterfell. After last night's episode,
one can notice what appears to be a Starbucks coffee that was left on the table during the taping of the episode. The screen grab of the image has been shared all across social media.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. This is Fox News.
Mother's Day is around the corner, and it's a great time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code RADIO at checkout for free shipping on your first order, now through May 12th. Fox News t-shirts, hats, mugs, backpacks, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com. And be sure to use code RADIO at checkout for free shipping on your first order, now through May 12th. Happy Mother's Day from Fox News Channel.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to foxnation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Oh, there we go. Now I can hear myself. Thank you. I turned on my wrong mic. I do that from time to time. Coming up in our next hour, in fact, top of the hour, we'll be joined by no less than Victoria Seaman. She is an entrepreneur, a small business person, and she's running for Las Vegas City Council Ward 2, the old Steve Soroka seat. And she was involved in the recall and all of that, the recall effort. What are the prospects for election coming up in June? You know, it's hard to believe, but that election is like right around the corner. I want to go back to what happened yesterday. One of the promises we make to you on a regular basis. We promise that if you tune in to Live and Local Now, that what we promise we will do is we promise that we'll watch the Sunday shows, grab the best audio clips we can find, and replay them for you so that you can go to church, sleep in, go to brunch, now that the weather's back being nice, at least here in Southern Nevada, maybe play a round of golf. We'll let you do all of that. And all we ask is that you join us on Monday. And so it is. This is, I believe, I could be wrong on this. I may be off by one or two. I believe this is the 21st candidate for president on the Democrat side. So Michael Bennett, if you don't know who he is, you're in good company because most everybody else doesn't know either. But Michael Bennett is a U.S. senator. I believe he's a second-term senator, so he'll have a job either way. He can run for president for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. And if he doesn't win, doesn't get the nomination, he just goes back to the Senate. He's got a pretty cushy job that pays, what, $174,000? $180,000 a year. That's not bad. Anyway, Michael Bennett was on with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press. In this big, huge, crowded field, what makes Michael Bennett think that he has anything unique to offer as a side, well, as opposed to the 20 other presidential wannabes? This was Michael Bennett yesterday on Meet the Press.
You're the 18th major candidate into this race. You're the 11th white male. You're the 7th U.S. senator. You're not even the first Coloradoan in the race. You're the second Coloradoan. You look around this field. What was missing? What is missing that you're providing to this race?
I think we need somebody who's going to level with the American people about why our system doesn't seem to work for them, why it seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. I've had two tough elections in a swing state out in the middle of the country where I think we feel pretty ignored by what people on the coast are saying. And third, I've got a record in the Senate of a lot of bipartisan results, but I've been there long enough to know how to get some things done, but also long enough to know why things don't get done in Washington, what needs to be fixed. My conclusion, Chuck, was that if we continue down the road we're going down politically, and that's even before Donald Trump was president, over the next 10 years, we will be the first generation of Americans to leave less opportunity, not more, to the people coming after us. And I feel like it's my responsibility, as it is every American's, not to accept that outcome.
You know, let me just play devil's advocate for a second. Is there anybody that thinks, I don't know, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, let's see who else, Bernie, that they're incapable of telling the American people, of leveling with the American people, why the system's not working for them? You think that's not included in their stump speeches too? I don't know. It's like, you know, it's like we were talking with Victor Jakes earlier about the Social Security lockbox. Remember that 10, 15 years ago? And what we discovered is it was great. They put the money in a lockbox for Social Security so it would be there for all of us. The problem is they gave keys to 535 members of Congress, and all there is in there is IOUs. That's kind of sad. Same thing. All these different candidates, they're all saying the same thing. There's not a dime's worth of difference between these candidates. There really isn't. Now, one guy that's not running for Congress is Dick Durbin. He's a U.S. senator. He was on, Face the Nation. And he is coming up short of asking William Barr to resign or be impeached. But he does say that William Barr should recuse himself from any investigation relative to Donald Trump. Let's go to cut two real quick. This is Dick Durbin with Margaret Brennan from CBS and Face the Nation. Here it is.
You did have a chance to ask some questions of the Attorney General yourself. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, has since issued a letter saying that offering Robert Mueller the chance to testify specifically about this phone call and conversation with the Attorney General. Do you expect him to testify? And if he declines, do you consider that a closed matter?
Well, I hope it is not a closed matter because there's so many unanswered questions. Remember, there are two volumes to the Mueller report. The first volume deals with Russian interference in our election. Much of that is redacted. We need to know what they did, which led to the indictment of Russians by Mueller and led to, I hope, a new resolve by the United States to never let it happen again.
So do you expect him to testify, take Lindsey Graham up on that offer?
Well, I would take him up on it, but I asked him point blank on the record on Thursday in the Senate Judiciary Committee, are we going to have Bob Mueller before this committee? And he said no. As far as he was concerned, it was over. If he's opened the door now to bring in Bob Mueller, good. I believe he should testify not only about the first volume on Russian interference, but clearly about his conclusions or lack of conclusions on obstruction of justice.
You wrote an op-ed recently challenging the Attorney General and saying he should recuse himself from a number of the related investigations that have sprung off the special counsel's probe itself. Are you suggesting that the Attorney General would meddle in ongoing investigations regarding the president?
I'm not going to suggest that, but I'll tell you this. For the sake of justice, and in light of what we've seen in the rollout of Bill Barr's rollout of this Mueller report, he should recuse himself. 14 different matters are being investigated because of the Mueller inquiry, the Mueller investigation. And Mr. Barr should not be a hindrance or raise any questions about whether this is going to be an investigation and a prosecution with total integrity. He has raised that question because of his characterization of Mueller testimony.
So should he resign?
Well, I've not called for resignation. Some of my colleagues have, but recusal, yes. He should withdraw himself from any of the results that are leading, could possibly lead to prosecutions because of the Mueller investigation.
Dick Durbin. That's Dick Durbin right there. He is the, he's second in command for the Democrats in the United States Senate. So he's in the minority, but he is in leadership. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor experience. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Coming up, something old was brand new on SNL over the weekend. Gone for 24 years and suddenly back. And it was pretty funny. We'll let you experience that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today, even right now. Check it out right now, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. I was overjoyed when I heard Judge Jeanine over the weekend, because she made a promise, and she's basing it on her inside knowledge of what's going on in and around the White House and the Department of Justice and elsewhere. Let's go to cut four. This is Judge Jeanine over the weekend promising that justice is on the way, is coming for those that led a bloodless coup attempt against this president.
Look, folks, the left simply refuses to accept that the Mueller investigation is over and that justice is coming for them. They are fixated on obstruction, but make no mistake. If Mueller wanted an indictment for obstruction, he would have recommended one. Hell, they even indicted George Papadopoulos for getting a date wrong. He could have recommended an indictment for obstruction, but he didn't. Didn't Mueller look into that for 2 years? Didn't he have an army of investigators, search warrants, subpoenas, a grand jury? Look, I said it weeks ago. It was political whoremanship. It was Mueller's attempt to satisfy an unsatisfied client by leaving crumbs that the Democrats could fight over. Now, this whole thing has been the biggest political con job and the closest attempt to a successful coup in American history. Everything I said in my book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, was right. They hate Trump, and they'll do anything, including subjugating the Constitution and our system of justice, to destroy the man. Their desperation to hang on to a narrative so torn up, worn out, and destroyed, it isn't even entertaining anymore. It's not even worth talking about anymore. I'm done with it. But what is worth talking about is how the tables will turn. Sources tell me there's an investigation into how this counterintelligence investigation into Trump began. It's time to investigate the beginning of this coup and who in the DOJ, FBI, and White House signed on to prevent and overturn the will of the American people. Grab your popcorn, folks. It's showtime.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. And Judge Jeanine says it's coming soon. Did you see the Clintons? We're in Southern Nevada. We're in Las Vegas. And they went directly after Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Says he got what he deserved when he was accused in his confirmation hearings of sexual assault because of his role in investigating the Clintons in the 1990s. Says, quote, he didn't have any problem making us put up with 3 years of Vince Foster nonsense that was a total charade. He and Hillary were part of an evening with the Clintons at the Park Theater. These people are such phony balonies that you know, it's the classic, when do you know they're lying? When their lips are moving. That's apparently what we have here. In fact, Robert Fisk was an independent counsel, concluded in June 1994, Vince Foster had committed suicide. Foster was a former partner at the Rose Law Firm in Little Rock. In July of 1993, his body was found in Fort Marcy Park, Northern Virginia, with a single gunshot wound to the mouth. And to this day, there are people that swear up and down that that was not a suicide. That he was essentially eliminated by the Clintons or Clintonistas. I don't know. I have not examined the evidence, so I really don't know. That's one of those things that you end up leaving it to the law enforcement. But people allege that there was a huge cover-up, another Clinton cover-up. I am so glad to have the Clintons out of town. I'm so glad to have them gone. Really and truly. The last thing you want is Bill Clinton and a bunch of strippers in the same hotel. Or down on the strip. You just don't want it. Now, let's get back to the audio sound bites. And I did not see this, but I watched it eventually. And that was some of the funny stuff. Adam Sandler. And in fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut seven. Because he went after the presidential field. This is Adam Sandler, Saturday night on SNL, as Opera Man.
Come on, like Gillibrand, Klobuchar, Warren. They have slim chance, oh, they know where pants are. Oh. Corey, Pete, and Beto will have to wait, oh. Here we go again, 70-year-old man.
Tropas tropa. Sniffa, sniffa. Young or older. Make no difference. Go for this, you. I want to follow. To win, why else you need to bang porn star?
Oh.
Where did Mark go? He did not show.
Okay. You get the gist. You get the gist of Adam Sandler. I just thought that was a borderline holder. It was really good. And after 24 years to resurrect the character and write the music, I thought that was good. Oh my gosh. One of the things we like to do is provide a platform for people, just plain folks. Sometimes they're politicians, sometimes they're business people. We'll give you that opportunity right now with another edition of Nevada Voices.
Time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union, Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Coming up, a visit with Victoria Seaman, running for the Las Vegas City Council, Ward 2. That's the old Steve Soroka seat. And hard to believe it, but we're coming up on another election. I mean, it's weird. I think we just got done with the primary, and all of a sudden we got a general election coming. That'll be coming up top of the hour. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. East Flamingo at Pecos. Stick around. Coming up in our next hour, Victoria Seaman will join us, but also amazing news. Joe Biden is now leading the Democrat primary field by, get this, 30 points. Are they trying to declare this race over? How does anybody who's got like 3% of the vote gain any traction whatsoever? We'll do that and more coming up. Live and Local Now.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's Taco Shop. You can choose from over 100 family recipes, each prepared hot and fresh every day. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. A commitment to quality and service that will never be compromised. Ah, it's going to be a glorious day at Roberto's. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour tacos.